Ang foreign policy ay tumatalakay sa mga isyung huhubog sa lugar ng Australia, partikular sa patuloy na pag-globalize ng seguridad at ekonomiya. Sinabi ng Ministro para Gnayang Panlabas Julie Bishop, ang pagbuti ng oportunidad para kaunlaran ay ang pangunahing layunin ng foreign policy ng bansa. Ani Julie Bishop, sa mabilis na pagbabago sa buong mundo, kailangang makahanap ang Australia ng matalino't mas mabuting pamamaraan upang masolusyonan ang mga problema, matugunan ang mga hamong hinaharap at mayakap ang mga dumarating na oportunidad.
Our economic diplomacy agenda underpins the coalition's economic plan for jobs and growth and is reflected in the free trade deals that we have already concluded with China, Japan, South Korea and our new comprehensive partnership with Singapore. Thousands of Australian businesses are benefiting under these trade deals, which means more jobs here in Australia.
Sinabi ni Ministro Bishop na kailangang masiguro ng Australiang manatiling nakapokus sa rehiyon ng Asia ang Estados Unidos matapos ang nalalapit na pambansang halalan. Dagdag ng Ministro para Gnayang Panlabas na nasa pambansang interes ng Australiang may pagpatuloy ang pinakamalapit na posibleng pakipag-ugnayan sa kahit sino pa man ang magtagumpay bilang susunod na Pangulo ng Estados Unidos. Sinabi naman ng tagapagsalita ng oposisyon sa Gnayang Panlabas, Tanya Plibersek, walang dahilan upang pumili ang Australia sa pagitan ng patuloy na pagpapatibay ng pakipagkalakalan sa China at pakipagtulungan ng militar sa Estados Unidos. Anya, posibleng may pagpatuloy ng Australia ang diplomatikong pakipag-ugnayan sa dalawang bansa.
Our alliance with the United States is very important to our future. It was Labor, of course, that pursued the alliance after the Second World War. We say that our relationships with the international institutions, the United Nations and its subordinate organizations, the institutions that make up the Asian region's institutional arrangements are also very important to our future, and we want to be active participants in them. And thirdly, we say, of course, that our position in Asia, in the Indo-Pacific, is critical to our future. Making the most of the opportunities that our location gives us is a great challenge for any government.
Ang South China Sea ang nananatiling sentro ng matagal ng tensyon sa rehiyon, sanhi ng alitan sa teritoryo sa pagitan ng China at Vietnam, at iba pang mga bansa sa Timog Silangang Asya tulad ng Malaysia, Indonesia at Taiwan. Sinabi ng tagapagsalita ng oposisyon para pambansang tanggulan Stephen Conroy, sa ilalim ng pamunuang Labor, mabibigyan nito ang Australian Navy ng permisong magsagawa ng independenteng naval exercises sa mga pinagtatalunang teritoryo sa South China Sea.
I would give the armed forces the authority to conduct one if they believed it was necessary and safe. And it's always important. You don't declare beforehand you're doing it. You've got to be very sensible and take very careful advice. But I believe that the ongoing campaign in the South China Sea, which is over now 2 or 3 years, seeing oil rigs towed into other countries' waters, fishing zones declared unilaterally, absurd building of artificial islands on top of submerged reefs. This is clearly, and it's not just one country, I want to make that really clear. To those who've been doing it, it is unhelpful. It's destabilizing the region.
Ayon naman sa Ministro para Pambansang Tanggulan, Maurice Pine, ang pamahalaan ay di nagkokomento sa publiko kaugnay ng mga hinaharap at binabalak na gawain ng pambansang tanggulan. Ngunit nasa interes anya ng Australiang manatiling matatag, ligtas at masiguro ang teritoryo sa rehiyon.
We support the right of nations to operate freely in the international space in accordance with international law, and our position in that has not changed in relation to any state. We don't take sides in the competing claims around the region, but we do encourage all of those who are making claims and counterclaims to use international law as it stands, to use regional mechanisms as they stand to settle those.
Nakikita ring isa sa mahalagang issue ay ang antas ng foreign aid o tulong na inihahatid ng Australia sa ibang bansa. $1 bilyong ang binawas mula foreign aid noong panahon ng pamunuang Abbott noong 2014 hanggang 2015 budget. Maliban pa sa paghinto ng pondong isinagawa ng dating tresorero Joe Hockey. Karagdagang 224 na milyong pagbawas din ang ipinaalam noong nakarang budget kung saan mababawasan ang bilang sa darating na mga taon. Sinabi ni Tanya Plibersek sa ilalim ng pamahalang labor, kanilang babawiin ang mga naging pagbawas. Ngunit nangatwiran si Julie Bishop na mayroong mas mabuti't mas mahusay na pamamaraan ng paghatid ng tulong at suporta.
Leaders of countries that receive our aid are not asking for more aid, they're asking for more economic, trade and investment opportunities. And no country has lifted millions of people out of poverty by reason of foreign aid. They've done it because they've opened their markets, they've driven economic growth, and they've created jobs in their own country. Vietnam, China, South Korea, Thailand, it goes on. So we are focusing our aid budget on how we can make the biggest difference.
Nakikita ang malaking issue rin ang mga hakbang tungo sa paipaglaban sa terorismo. Ang naipangako ng Australiang tutulong upang matalo ang nagpapakilalang Islamic State ay tinatayang magkakahalaga ng higit sa 500 milyong dolyar bawat taon. At patuloy na mananatili sa Afghanistan ang ilang puwersang Australiano upang maghatid ng tulong sa pagsisikap mula pandaigdigang komunidad. Kapwa na ipangako ng dalawang partidong tutulong ito sa pandaigdigang pagsisikap upang labanan ang gawaing terorismo. Sinabi ni Tanya Plibersek na sinusuportahan ng Labor ang mapagkilos ng Australia sa Iraq at Syria, ngunit nanawagan ang Labor para sa mas pinabuting pagharap sa issue ng paghatid ng tulong pang-humanitarian.
The effort has in some senses declined as this crisis has worsened. We said that we would take 12,000 Syrian refugees. A fraction of those have been resettled currently. Canada has seemed to do much better in its resettlement efforts than we have. So we need, yes, continued military effort to defeat a horrendous enemy, but we also need much greater international attention on the political solution, and we could do better on the humanitarian front.
Ngunit sinabi niyang kailangang maingat na isaalang-alang ng Labor ang anupamang mga karagdagang kahilingan para suporta sa Afghanistan.